the Saxon hilltop town of Shaftesbury was started by King Alfred. An inscription in tiles round a sheltered area you can sit and admire the view tells us that in the year of the Lord's incarnation, 880, King Alfred made this town in the 8th year of his reign. It tells us that there was an abbey which welcomed pilgrims, and it tells us that King Alfred ordered the monastery to be built near the east gate of Shaftesbury as a residence suitable for nuns. He appointed as its abbess his own daughter, Ethgifu, a virgin consecrated to God, and many other noble nuns to live with her in the same monastery, serving God in the monastic life. And it tells us that Alfred abundantly endowed these two monasteries with estates of land and every kind of wealth. And there's an airfield nearby and people with noisy aeroplanes. It's called Compton Abbas Airfield. There's remains of the monastery where Alfred's daughter lived, and she was the first female head of a monastery. So Alfred was something of an emancipated man. Now we're outside the abbey and we get a bit more history. As we said, it was founded by King Alfred in 888. Edward, King and Martyr, was buried here in 979. King Canute died here in 1035. And it leaves our history pages in 1539 when Henry VIII closed it along with all the other monasteries so he could get the land and the wealth. And we've got some foreign visitors who think that's quite funny. So that's Shaftesbury for you. Hilltop town of history. So it's Mike Bailey in Shaftesbury, digging history and signing off.